Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So I am Becca Tilley. This is my podcast. We are going with the title Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley because I, as you know, am a massive Grey's Anatomy fan and have thought to myself, would I ever be able to associate my name with Scrubbing In? Up until this point, the answer was no, but here we are because we make dreams come true. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. So I grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana, which people think Louisiana, they first think New Orleans. I'm not from New Orleans. And then they think I'm from the boondocks, and I'm not from the boondocks. I'm from a very normal, semi-large city and grew up with Chili's and all other fast food restaurants and chain restaurants. And I moved out to San Diego about 9 years ago and then just moved up to LA about a year and a half ago. I was very hesitant to make the move up to LA because traffic is an absolute nightmare here. It's not just a theory and complaint that you hear people talking about. It's a real thing. And every time I'm sitting in it, I'm wondering what I'm doing here. But, you know, I wouldn't be scrubbing in if I didn't suffer through the traffic. So I'm going to give my favorite TV shows that I don't miss. Number one, obviously, Grey's Anatomy. I feel like if there is another life, my hopes and dreams are that I come back as Meredith Grey. It's only fair. I have put in so much time and emotions and thoughts into this show since I don't even know what year this was. When did it start? 2005? 2004? Yeah, I know my stuff. I was just acting humble. So I have really invested a lot of time in the show and into Meredith Grey specifically because I feel like we have really grown up together, her in the medical field, me in my life. And speaking of Meredith Grey, I recently was in New York for an event and I'm going to get on my flight, and I'm not encouraging this for anyone, but I was slightly hungover from a night before out in the city. Could not wait to get on the plane and go to sleep. I was so exhausted. As I'm boarding the plane, I look up and I see Ellen Pompeo with her family. And all of a sudden, I am so alert and I don't think I've ever been so focused on one, you know, just object. Like, how am I going to make this introduction? This is what I've been waiting for. I started thinking, do I have makeup that I can make myself look decent for the photo that I'm going to get? It's going to get so many likes. People are going to love this. So we get on the plane and I'm already thinking I'm going to be sitting next to them. I'm probably going to be babysitting their kids the whole flight. Like, this is perfect. So they board. They're like a few rows behind me. I'm sitting in my seat. I can't even lay down and relax because I can't stop thinking about how I'm going to make this happen. So at one point she gets up and goes to the bathroom. I'm like, do I go in there? Like, do I knock on the door? Does she come out, run into me? How do I make this happen? Decide to play it cool. I'm like tweeting about it. What do I say to her? What if I just say something so stupid? Or what if I'm like, do you miss Derek or do you miss Christina? Like, where's your heart? Yeah, I had a lot of options in my head of how it could go. Some were bad, some were good. So we're getting off the plane and her husband's right behind me as we're, you know, deboarding or whatever. And I thought, I'm going to be respectful and ask him, you know, just kind of explain the situation and see what his reaction is. So I said, hi, I'm a huge fan. Do you think it'd be okay if I said hello? And it's kind of awkward. There's a lot happening around me. He doesn't answer immediately. And then she kind of walks up behind me and he goes, you know, I don't think it's a great idea with the kids around. And to say a dagger to my soul, but it was better than if I had asked her and gotten rejected. So there was some sense of relief. And I felt like I, you know, at least they could say like, that was really nice of her to not interrupt us. And then I thought, you know, maybe I'm going to meet her on a day where I have potential to make a better impression than being hungover on a flight and freaking out. So number two on my list of TV shows that I don't miss is This Is Us. And I have met all the children who play the kids in This Is Us, and they are the cutest, sweetest, most talented. I think I fangirled over them more than I was at an event, and there were quite a few celebrities around me, and I was stalking the little Randall, Lonnie Chavez is his name. And I started thinking, like, if anyone's paying attention to me, I'm coming across very creepy and need to really just relax or just go up and ask for a photo and get it over with. So they are all super friendly. I got to meet Justin Hartley, who has a very, very sweet fiance. But let me just say, she is a lucky woman, because not only is he incredibly good looking, he couldn't be nicer. And he baked her 2 or 3 cakes for her birthday from scratch. Just so y'all know, that's the kind of guy y'all should be looking for. Speaking to myself. So I would say my third show that I'm pretty loyal to is one that you are all very familiar with, which is The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and most importantly, Bachelor in Paradise. I love The Bachelor, and I have a love for it that's so deep because it's done so much for me, and I had two of the best experiences of my life. However, Bachelor in Paradise is really where it's all at. I don't have to stress about watching myself because I'll never be on there. But it is just mayhem the whole time. And getting to watch people that I know and love and have a lot of respect for making complete fools of themselves on TV is pure entertainment for me. And we talk about it and I let them know that I love them even though they are crazy. I love that you bring guys and girls and put them in the same house and they all know each other. They try to act like they don't know each other already. Like they're introducing themselves and you're like, you've been talking for a while on social media now. But it's just great TV. Whether you think it's the dumbest thing or mindless or whatever it is, it's so good. And I am on the edge of my seat and can't wait for the next week's episode, which is how it should be. Okay, so right now, my fourth one, I'm catching up on the show Younger with Hilary Duff. I love the show. It's so good in their 30-minute episodes, so it flies by. And it's so, a lot of the episodes have such relatable topics that I think everyone who watches can relate to in some form. And I love shows that make me think about things that happen in my real life. And I feel like Younger is that way. So I highly encourage you, if you haven't watched it yet, start watching so we can catch up and talk about it together. I mean, I almost feel disrespectful that I forgot about this one, but Friends is and will always be one of my very favorite shows. It plays on, I think it's Nick at Night, and I am totally willing to watch every single episode multiple times over and over again. Jennifer Aniston. If I don't come back as Meredith Grey, I'm trying to come back as Jennifer Aniston.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.